During staycation, don't have your taste buds quarantined. You've committed to a staycation. Lists of games to play, tasks to complete, books to read, and movies and shows to see have been compiled. Now it's time to give some thought to the food that will sustain you during this time. Don't compromise taste because you're afraid to make too much work out of cooking. Using the grill is a super easy way to keep your foods and meals highly flavorful. Let's give you some ideas that will provide options for everyone to feel satisfied and pleasantly full. The breakdown. I think the easiest way to view meal preparation when you focus on the grill as your primary method of cooking is to break down foods by categories. Fruits. This group of food can make some of the best grilled items. Already sweet in flavor, grilling them produces more vibrant flavor as the heat caramelizes the natural sugars and produces a char to the outside of the fruit. When selecting fruits for the grill, be sure they are ripe, but not over-ripened to where they present as soft, or they will have a tendency to break apart on the grill. Keep the pieces of fruit large when placing on the grill to maintain as much cell structure as possible. Brush the fruit pieces lightly with a high heat oil like coconut, avocado, or grape seed. The key is to leave the pieces untouched for at least 3 minutes before flipping to get great char and flavor infusion. Perfect fruits for the grill: banana, avocado, apple, mango, peach, papaya, pineapple, peach, pear, plum, grapes, cranberry, eggplant, kiwi, raspberry, blackberry, blueberry, tomato. Vegetables. You likely are already aware of popular vegetables to grill like corn on the cob, peppers, and onions, but there are so many more that pair perfectly with the grill. In fact, I would go as far as saying any vegetable is appropriate for the grill. You just need to control those that should be exposed to direct heat versus indirect. The easy method of determining heat level is the thicker the skin on the veggie, the more tolerant to direct heat. All vegetables can cook on the grill in less than 10 minutes, so time really isn't a factor. Always remember to avoid moving the vegetables on the grill until they have cooked for at least 3 to 4 minutes. For preparation to the vegetables, most require just quartering or slicing in half, with some going on whole, like tomatoes and smaller mushrooms. Basting with high heat tolerant oils is also recommended. Nuts and seeds. These are foods that react with a super boost in flavor when exposed to the heat of a grill and flavor of wood on the grill. Any seed or nut can be grilled by using a disposable foil pan or griddle pan designed for grilling. These items take about 15 to 20 minutes and should be stirred every 5 to 8 minutes to prevent scorching. Baked items. Anything you normally would bake in an oven can be done on the grill. This includes cookies, cakes, breads, pies, tarts, and pastry. Just remember, like vegetables, these items can be a bit more fragile. Using a two-zone cooking setup on the grill, baked item placed on the unlit side of the grill while the heat is on the opposite side, produces a radiant heat that will cook the item evenly and without any direct hot spots. I will say that baked items tend to do best on LP gas grills versus charcoal units. Animal proteins. Of course, animal proteins are well known as a grilled food item. My recommendation here is to marinate items with either wet or dry rubs for 8 hours to ensure great moisture in the finished product. As a final note, grilled foods store very well and don't lose any of their flavor when refrigerated. Plus, it's easy to grill a variety of items at the same time. Any meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, can be done exclusively on a grill. For those that love even more char flavoring, think about adding wood chunks either in a smoking box or directly on grates or heat shields. You can learn more about this technique for the gas grill by clicking here. Do you plan to take a staycation? Leave us a comment and subscribe to get our latest tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire and smoke for all live fire cooking methods. That's Smokin'Licious.